The medical community in this country is struggling to figure out a strategy for this year's flu season. You've probably heard or read that earlier this week, a major flu shot producer in Britain had to destroy huge stores of vaccine, including about half the total shots that were supposed to be available for Americans. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, state and local governments are scrambling to find and distribute extra shots.
Flu season starts in just about 3 weeks in most places in the country. Just how bad it will be is often as hard to predict as the weather. Last year was a bad one. In Minnesota, for example, officials estimate up to 900 people died, and that was with a record number of flu shots. This year, with half the vaccines now unavailable, Minnesota health officials are bracing themselves.
We're scrambling a lot, as I'm sure everybody else is.
Minnesota state epidemiologist Harry Hull says he's still trying to figure out how many vaccines have actually come into the state and who has them. Hull says many public clinics that were supposed to offer flu shots have simply been canceled because they have nothing to offer. But there are others who lucked out and happened to order from the United States' other main supplier, Adventis. Now Hull says the state is working hard to convince those doctors and institutions to share.
I think that we have to rely on our powers of persuasion. We do not have any authority to requisition vaccine from a private clinic or a physician at this point in time.
Like officials around the nation, Hull is urging doctors to triage their patients and give flu shots only to those most vulnerable. For example, people with chronic illness, infants, or the elderly, like 91-year-old Bostonian Ida Hoos. She gets flu shots every year, and she says she'd be the first to give her shot to someone else because, as she puts it, "I'm strong." But she's skeptical that a system of voluntary rationing will really work.
There comes an element of unfairness, and I'm afraid that's the thing that bothers me, because in this unfair world, those who have gets, so that if you're rich, you can buy it. I mean, because I think that this is a naughty world.
In Massachusetts, Public Health Commissioner Christine Ferguson says she too is hoping people will heed state and federal appeals, but she says there is always the possibility of stronger arm tactics, including the state taking control of the vaccines to control distribution itself.
The state always has the ability, the Department of Public Health, to declare a public health emergency and to take on a more aggressive role. We certainly could, and we would. But there is no indication at this point that that will be necessary. We have really the top-notch medical community, and they will do the right thing.
Ferguson says she's hoping the federal government will help broker deals to share vaccines between states, as well as promote sharing among programs within the same state. But Howard Backer, chief of the immunization branch of the California Department of Health Services, says that may take a lot more than just goodwill. For example, he says a federal program in his state that provides free flu shots to uninsured children got all of its vaccines. But Backer says that program couldn't share even if it wanted to. That, he says, would literally take an act of Congress.
It's purchased by the federal government specifically for children. And unless they give us permission to use it for additional people or other age groups or other categories, then it's actually unlawful to do that. And I think that a lot of people would be very upset with the concept of taking vaccine away from children.
It's the kind of decision doctors will be making every day. Dr. Harvey Simon, an internist at Massachusetts General Hospital, says he's already been inundated with calls from worried patients. He says he's already preparing the script for how to tell his most healthy patients that they cannot have the vaccine.
We'll ask them to think of their parents or other people they may know who are older and may have lung disease or heart disease, who really might be at risk for serious complications, and by personalizing it and say, think of your mom or dad, and we certainly wouldn't want to take the last shot away from them. I think people will understand.
The irony, Simon says, is that he's spent the last several years twisting arms and trying to convince his patients why they need to take the flu shot. With doctors urging, the number of people vaccinated has just about doubled in the past few years. Now, Dr. Simon says, we're going back to telling patients why it's okay for them this year to skip their flu shots. Tovia Smith, NPR News.